I'm John Lemley, glad to have you along for City Cafe. Consider now the ballpark organist. For the better part of the 21st century thus far, critics and fans alike of the flesh-and-blood keyboard player at American baseball games have debated what some see as the demise of live organ music at games. Ah, but Matthew Kaminsky says, don't go writing that obituary just yet. In fact, the Atlanta Braves' official organist is out with a new album of hardball hits, like this, for instance. Matt Kaminsky joins me now to talk about his new album, titled appropriately, Stadium Organ Sounds, and about the current state of the ballpark organist. Welcome in, Matt, and it appears you've come with a friend there.
Yeah, this is my other girlfriend, or my other wife. This is a Hammond SK1 keyboard that I use at the ballpark.
Over the years, who have been some of the big names at the console, and what has been their stamp on the institution of baseball organ music?
Well, there's several kind of notable organists in Major League Baseball. One lady who actually used to play for the Braves, I believe perhaps it was the Milwaukee Braves, but her name is Jane Jarvis, and she actually played for the Mets for a long time, and she was a pretty successful jazz pianist as well as organist. For the Chicago White Sox for the past, she just retired maybe a couple of years ago, but for maybe 25 years before that, a girl named Nancy Faust was the organist. And Nancy Faust actually, I think she kind of started Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
No small feat.
All right! Let me hear you! Good and loud! A one! A two! A three! Take me out to the ball!
Your new album is sort of a greatest hits of baseball from an organ standpoint.
What I've done is I've assembled these little snippets that I play at pretty much all the baseball games that I play at.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the charges, a lot of the songs that get you clapping your hands, a charge might be like this.
And the audience shouts, charge!
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
So there are charges that build upon each other. So one thing I might do is like this. I think that third one, when I slow down like that, that's almost me yelling at the audience to get up and charge.
Yeah.
Actually, sometimes when I do that, I'll hear it on Twitter. I'm like, we heard you already. the fans are paying attention, which is great.
What do you imagine people doing with this recording? Maybe even using it at their own church league games or something?
Yeah. Some would say that I made the recording to really put people out of a job, but really that's the opposite of what I wanted to do. I get quite a few requests from different types of teams that want my music at their games. So whether it's Little League or Minor League or even the Rome Braves are using some of those clips. And even colleges, the University of South Carolina has been using my music for a couple of years now. So I get these requests every season for me to record myself for their games. And I thought I would make it somehow readily available for different teams to use. So really, I think it's mainly for teams that cannot afford an organist or can't find an organist.
And why not have Matthew Kaminsky himself as their team organist?
Yeah, exactly.